This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking, standing, throwing it deep down the right side. A little comeback call at the 40. Ready to go. This is Amari Cooper. Touchdown. 75-yard Prescott to Cooper.
Amari Cooper made the rounds yesterday on various television stations. He was on First Fake or Worst Take, whatever you want to call it. He was on with Dan Patrick. He was all over the place. And, you know, this is the time of year where players have a lot of free time and a lot of ability and availability to talk to, you know, these types of you know, channels and shows. And that's where they want to go because, especially free agents, they want to get their name out. He's not a free agent yet, but he's a guy that's looking for a contract extension. And these stations always want to have Cowboys on because we know what the Cowboys do. What do they do, Pat Doney?
They get great ratings. They get a lot of eyeballs. People pay attention quite a bit.
They bring clicks.
That too.
Eyeballs. Attention. That's what they do. So, you know, Roy sent his email last night. The first thing that he pointed out in his wonderful email was about Amari Cooper and the salary, the payday. Does he want to be the highest paid wide receiver? Here's his answer on First Take.
Well, if not now, I'm definitely looking forward to earning that respect and definitely looking forward to coming into this year and just putting up those numbers for my team and really showing what I can do in a full season as a Dallas Cowboy. I know that I have the skill set to be one of the highest paid receivers. I'm just all about going out there and proving it.
You know, if I'm Amari, like, you know, and I know Roy thought, you know, like, if he's going to say something like this, why isn't he signed, right? Is that your take on this?
More or less, yeah. You know, if this is truly his opinion and he truly believes it in his heart that I don't need to be the highest paid guy, well, there are really only two guys that are, you know, above and beyond the upper echelon of the wide receiving group. And if you wanted to slot Amari in at that $16 to $16.5 million range, where there are currently more than six wide receivers in the league making between that amount, I don't see why that deal hasn't already been done, because I feel like the Cowboys are more than willing to pay that amount.
I genuinely feel like they are just working out details at this point on it. I mean, both sides have made it very clear he's not going anywhere. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to be a Cowboy. The Cowboys want him around for a long time. They would not have paid the price that they did to get him last year if the plan was not to have him around for a long time. And sometimes these things just take a little bit of time between the agent and the team. And the Cowboys, to me, I feel like this is a deal that's going to get done. It's going to be one of those very early in training camp deals. Mm-hmm. It seems like they have one of these almost every year where the first week
it seems that way.
They announce, you know, somebody while we're out there in Oxnard. To me, I think that's what the Amari deal is going to be, because I don't think there's any question about how it gets done. It's just a matter of how much guaranteed money there is. Some players prefer to have the maximum value that they can potentially earn. Those kind of things just take some time to iron out. But this is getting done. It's going to get done soon. He's going to be a Cowboy for a long time. And we spoke yesterday about our top 24 Cowboys list that we're going to have on NBC 5 starting on the 1st leading up to the season. And you guys loved it that it was 24, by the way. Just a random number. But
such
the point
a
is,
random number.
Yeah, number four on the list was the Amari to Dak connection. And the reason why I cannot wait to watch these guys in training camp is because, remember, this is the position, the quarterback receiver combo that every quarterback and receiver in the NFL will tell you timing is everything. It's why Dak has the receivers getting together with him 2 weeks before training camp starts in July, because they're trying to get everybody on the same page. Well, think about the fact that these guys just picked it up in the middle of the season last year and looked as comfortable and as smooth as they did. This is why I think this has a chance to be a really special combination and could be the piece that's added to the Cowboys to really kind of help Dak take that next step going forward. I think that this has a chance to be a special connection between those two guys on the field. And as far as Dak has looked in off-season workouts, this is the best he's looked I've seen in his going into his 4 years. And the main reason why, he looks comfortable throwing deep to Amari, giving Amari a chance to go make a play in a way he has not before. He's always been so cautious. And I think the reason that Amari is so valuable is that Dak trusts him to go out there and beat the DB if it's one-on-one.
You know, he's probably not signed because he doesn't want to. Let's be real. Not that he doesn't want to stay here. He doesn't want to sign yet. He doesn't want to sign yet because he wants to wait for Julio Jones to sign. He wants to wait for
Michael Thomas
to sign.
Which, by the way, the report from Friday, I don't know if you guys had mentioned it Friday morning. I know we didn't mention it yesterday, that Michael Thomas and the Saints are nearly $4 million apart.
Then keep waiting.
In their asking price, that Thomas potentially is seeking more than $22 million per season, which would raise the highest wide receiver rate in the NFL by $4 million and well over $20 million that obviously no one's getting paid. So there is an aspect of, okay, maybe Amari doesn't want to be paid like the top guy, but if he's referring to the top guy as a guy who's about to make $20 million and he doesn't want to be paid like that guy, but he still wants to be paid highly, I don't think that's what Amari is saying, and I don't think that's where his head is at, but you're right. The delay in it may be more a function of his agent just trying to squeeze every last dollar he can out of the Cowboys.
You know, and the other thing, too, is if Thomas does get close to that 22 that you were talking about, and then Amari signs for 20, he looks like a hero because he took less, but then he still got more than what he would have signed for if he would just signed today. So that's kind of a win-win situation there.
Man, I hope the Saints don't do that. I would hate to see that number have increased from 16.5 all the way to 22 in the course of 2 years.
I mean, if you have the choice right now, you could pick. You can either have Amari Cooper or Michael Thomas. Who are you taking? To me, it's not close.
I'm taking Drew Brees.
That's what I'm trying to get at. I think that Drew Brees has made Michael Thomas much better than what...
I think he's very good,
but I would take Amari every single time. Every single time.
Well, I mean, he was a higher pick.
Yeah, it's a good... Obviously, it's a decent debate. Michael Thomas is... I mean, I feel like he does get open, but I would wonder
how open Amari... This is not saying he's not a great receiver,
no doubt.
But I'm saying to me...
They're comparable.
I think Amari is pretty clearly the guy who I would take if I had to choose one.
Let's be real. The quarterback makes them all. I mean, let's just be honest with you on this one. The quarterback makes every wide receiver for the most part.
Honestly, I think it's a little bit of the opposite in this situation. I think Amari has helped Dak be even better, whereas I think Brees has seemingly helped Michael Thomas.
A quarterback
be a
can make a wide receiver from nothing, but a wide receiver can make himself greater with a bad quarterback because of his skill set. And I think what Pat is saying is, like, give both of them bad quarterbacks, Amari would do more.
Well, he should be because he was the higher pick.
Well, now Michael Thomas might make more money than him. That's what I'm trying to get at is if I don't see the way that makes any sense.
Could be about value within the organization. Like, you know, the Cowboys still are a team that puts themselves out there from a running back standpoint. You know, they still value the running back position more than a lot of other teams do.
Yeah, as Garrett says, the runner matters is what he always says. Jason Garrett always says the runner matters. You know, that's the way he describes that. You're right.
Right. And I mean, I don't want to get into it, but philosophically, that I just disagree with him, but that doesn't matter what I think. I think a lot of people in the NFL now disagree with him around the league. But this organization may not pay a wide receiver $20 million because they have money that they're going to have to allocate to the running back.
I don't know, man. I feel like they may have learned a lesson last year. I mean, think about what the receiving corps looked like 1 year ago from now.
Yeah, I know, but that's pretty extreme.
And now you have...
That's pretty extreme.
Not only do they have Amari, but they also have Randall Cobb here as well. I mean, Michael Irvin was at minicamp a couple weeks ago and was talking about how blown away the difference he is in the difference in talent at the Cowboys wide receiving corps right now. It's just... To me, it feels like they learned their lesson a year ago that they have to have guys there. They have to have at least one guy who they can say is going to go beat somebody one-on-one. It's what Dez used to be before, and now Amari can be that guy again that they had back when Dez was that way with Tony. And he's looked great so far in the offseason workouts from what I've seen. So,
here's more of Amari Cooper. This is on the Dan Patrick Show. And you know, you mentioned Amari and Dak, how quickly they came together last year. You know, sometimes they use little hand signals, you know, I'm open over here, or You know, I got this over here because you know this is something that you would think you would be doing during off seasons,
right?
All right, this is like what they're going to be doing now, what they'll be doing 2 weeks before training camp. But these two got on the same page, dang near overnight.
You know what I try to do? I try to always be open, like every play, every pass play. And so,
well, you always think you're open,
right? But I try to create like a lot of separation. So I'm kind of creative in my route running. And so I want him to go and watch film and say, and like watch 10 plays or 15 plays and say, hey, this guy, he's open every play. So from then on, he can know like whatever the pass play is, he can expect me to be open. And that's how I go about that.
Pretty easy to get on the same page when the guy's always open.
Yeah.
You know, I've always heard quarterbacks say that the guys who they throw to in the games are the guys who get open in practice.
I mean, that's who
you're throwing to.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to be great. I mean, in the conversations that we've had with him consistently, there's never been anything but a focus on being great. And that's why he loves being a Cowboy. I don't know if you guys remember when he came in the middle of last season. Do you remember the interviews that we were doing with Amari Cooper on a day-to-day? How reserved and how quiet, and you can almost tell that there was distrust almost there because of where he was coming from. And now here he is, he's making national appearances for the media. He's out there talking about being on the same page, big numbers going forward. I think that being with the Cowboys has kind of re-energized him a little bit. And this guy, I think, really is going into the season with huge expectations for himself and for the team. I've been impressed with the way he's handled everything. It's been very impressive to watch Amari. I think that he has a huge season ahead coming in 2019.
All right, well, interesting you say that. He thinks the same thing. He thinks that he can get to 2,000 yards. Is that out of the realm of possibility? 2,000 yards is a lot. That's a lot of yards, especially when you're going to run the ball a lot. Are those goals attainable, Pat Doney? 2,000 yards attainable.
That's probably on the high end. You know, I mean, looking at it last year, what did he finish with? A little over 1,000 yards, I think, is what he had in 1,005 yards a year ago. He was only with the Cowboys for half the season. I think 2,000 is too much, probably. You know, but I don't think 1,600 is out of the question because I think that he can be better than what he was a year ago. And with the Cowboys, I mean, he had games of 180 yards and 217 yards as well. And, you know, with this new system with Kellen Moore and with the emphasis on growing Dak as a player, I think they're going to throw the ball a little more, try and save Elliott a little more for the long term. I think that the ball is going to be in the air a little more this year, and I think he's going to have a chance. And the other thing that I saw in offseason workouts is they were taking shots deep in a way they just did not do it last year. And Amari was coming down with the football consistently, going one-on-one with Byron Jones or with Chido Awuzie. I mean, these are the Cowboys' defensive backs are not bad. The corners were pretty good last year, and Amari was beating these guys consistently in offseason workouts. It makes me think that Dak, again, it goes back to what Amari was just saying. If I'm making plays in what you said, Chop, if he's making plays in practice, Dak's going to trust him in the game to do so. He's making the plays and has in practice all offseason. That's why I can't wait to watch him in Oxnard coming up here in a few weeks. Because if he continues to do that in training camp, I have a feeling early in the season we're going to see Dak take some more shots down the field and really put it up there for Amari to go make some plays.
Roy, 2,000 yards?
No. No. Not in this offense, and probably not unless he's playing with a Drew Brees type of wide receiver in an offense where they're going to put up 5,500 passing yards. In this offense with Dak Prescott, and really the evolving weapons around this thing as well, I'd like to believe 1,600, that's within the realm of possibility. I think 1,400 is probably a more realistic goal, and if Vegas puts it somewhere around 1,450, I'm jumping all over the over. But I don't think 2,000 yards is within really the realm of possibility, and it's largely because I don't think the Cowboys are going to be playing behind from a, you know, in
yeah,
a ton of games
that
they're going to need to throw late and build that. And I also think there's enough to spread it around. I think they improved at the slot receiver position with Randall Cobb. I think he's an upgrade over Cole Beasley.
Not to mention, I mean, as the fan text points out here as well, and it's a great point. It's something that's on our top 24 list as well. Is I think Michael Gallup could take a nice little jump this year. Receivers tend to really make a big leap between year one and year two. And so the addition of Randall Cobb, Michael Gallup potentially being better, that could take some targets away
from... And aren't they better at catching the ball at tight end as well?
I mean...
Don't we think?
You would think that at least...
Catching the ball, not necessarily stretching the field, but catching the field.
But on third and four, you know, I mean, I trust Witten to go make a play for 6 yards to get a first down in a situation like that. To put in perspective, the 2,000 yards comment last year, the leading receiver in the NFL, Julio Jones, at 1,677. So,
that's a ways away.
To say that he's going to get more than 400, you know, almost 400 yards more than the leading receiver in the NFL last year, that's a stretch. I'm going to say that 1,500 range is probably the goal of what we should look at as the barometer of what was a fantastic season. Anything above that is a, hey, that's gravy on top of it.
All right, good stuff. Amari Cooper sound from yesterday around the various talk shows and TV shows that he was on.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.